Hi, everybody. My name is Radio.
And I'm Dr. Lynn Horowitz. And this is the Hurricane Hour.
And so we welcome you to the show. This is our first episode ever, and we're really excited to be here today. We're going to cover as many things as we can in the hour. We are going to play a commercial starting very shortly. It's going to be our first commercial to start the show. And then we're going to thank some of our sponsors.
So welcome to the Hurricane Hour on Michael Vara's network. And this is
Late Night in the Midlands Network.
Yay, Late Night in the Midlands Network. And it's a privilege and honor for us to join Michael in this new endeavor. So we appreciate your hanging out with us and enjoying this scheduled hour of worst news and the best news on the planet.
Definitely. So we're super, super excited about this. I hope that we're on the air. anyway, so let's play a commercial. Let's start out with the commercial, and then we'll take it from there.
Let's see what happens.
Okay.
Go ahead. Well, Sherry, that was appreciate that commercial from the beginning of the program. Folks, we're just getting used to this switchboard. There's a whole administration board that's happening here on our computer screen. That this is the first actual time that we've worked with it. So we hope that you'll give us
We hope you heard the commercial.
We didn't even hear it. See, we hope that everything's broadcasting well and that you're hearing us appropriately. And we're going to be having guests on this program in the future. Today, we're just going to basically wing it to share with you what's happening with us on the front of a number of litigations and just amazing things that are happening planet-wide. There's apparently solar heating going on. There's a lot of shifts in the environment.
Yeah. Anybody else notice that the sun seems to be getting hotter out there? I mean, every day it seems hotter than the next, and it's hotter later in the day. Like, you can go out at like 4 p.m. and the sun is just like glaring hot, like something you might expect at noon. And it's crazy that it just seems like every day.
Well, it seems that way. You know, we're starting to do some research to find out if the actual solar radiation levels are increasing. We're broadcasting right now from Hawaii, and we say hello, aloha to all of you out there who are listening across the United States and actually globally on Blog Talk Radio.
And we do have a guest call-in, actually, number for people if you're interested in calling in and speaking with us, and that number is 347-989-1012. And we're definitely interested to hear your thoughts and opinions and just hear what you have to say out there. You know, we're doing our best. As we said, we're newer to this network, and we're really appreciative to be on it. We love Michael Vara. We love what he's doing. He's an amazing host. He's one of the few real truth tellers in the world that really is legitimate. And if you know any of our work, then you might be aware of all the attacks that we've been receiving by counterintelligence propagandists and who actually pretend to be real legitimate truth movement seekers and radio show hosts. But Michael is one of the few, and we love him for that, and we're real excited to be here. So we do have some sponsors we'd like to thank.
Yeah, you know, we actually have HealthyWorldStore.com, which sponsors our programs, and we come every week not only on this program now daily, but also in the past several years we've done a program on BBS Radio. Our sponsors have always been HealthyWorldStore.com, where you can get outstanding products that have to do with the most advanced biophysics and physics and electromagnetics and electrogenetics. Your DNA is actually an antenna to the Creator if you really understand what's happening with sound and light signaling between your DNA and all of your cells and tissues. It's actually what manifests you. We've discovered a lot of wonderful revelation, really, insofar as how does frequency vibration impact our biology? And that, in essence, you're a digital, that's a mathematical, you're a digital bio-holographic. That's a biology and holography together, combined. A digital bio-holographic precipitation, crystallization, and miraculous manifestation of divine frequency vibrations coming out of water.
Yes, exactly. And that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And that's what how you inspire people so much when they listen to that. Dr. Horowitz actually wrote an amazing book called The Book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love. And if you haven't read it, it's awesome. It gives you a whole collective of his life's work as well as what he's bringing to the planet in the most recent years, which is the good news and how we're going to all get out of this mess with the 528 love frequency.
I have a question for you, Sherry. I know that we're broadcasting on a new program tonight, and I'm not sure where the microphone
is
on this. So you want me to speak into that mic?
Yes, that's correct.
Is that okay?
I think so.
Did you just get a message from an engineer?
No, I'm just assuming that we're on that line, so that's where we'd be speaking, right?
Well, I don't have any clue. I thought you were picking it up via an online Skype or something.
No,
you know?
We're on the phone.
We're on the phone, actually. Oh, interesting. Okay.
I think. Well, talk to everybody here. The phone on the computer.
She whiz. All right. So, at any rate, you know, getting back to the concept of the magnificent revelations that we have to share these days, this concept that you're made of water. You're 80% water, and water is actually part of this thing called the triune God. If you look at back in the Bible in the first and second verses in Genesis, it talks about there's God and then there's water. And that even before the Holy Spirit is mentioned in the Bible, it talks about the fact that there's water there. Well, water is a liquid crystal superconductor. It's a liquid crystal superconductor of sound and light. And so what's happening inside your 80% water body is that you've got sound and light signaling. And it's all musical mathematics that's manifesting you and sustaining you and actually healing you. And that's what the Holy Spirit really is. It's this magnificent sound of love, if you will. And that frequency, that the clear channel broadcast of the most optimal love, the pure tone of love, is 528. It's the heart of the universe. 528 nanometers of light is the center of the electromagnetic color spectrum. How do you know that? Well, all you have to do is go online, check it out, or if you don't believe me, look at a rainbow sometime. What's at the heart of a rainbow? The heart of a rainbow, you have this greenish-yellow color. And this beautiful greenish-yellow color at the heart of the rainbow is likewise the heart of the sun, the heart of the sunshine. Well, how do you know that? Well, again, what is a rainbow? A rainbow is light from an electromagnetic color spectrum coming through water. And it's refracting through water to deliver that beautiful color rainbow. And at the heart of that rainbow is this greenish-yellow color. So that means you know that the heart of the sunshine is the same thing. It's 528 nanometers, this beautiful greenish color, yellow color, that the botanical world is literally vibing to optimally and reflecting to you maximally that beautiful color of love. So this beautiful color of love is something that sustains us optimally. And so this is a revelation that, in fact, we believe is part of prophecy, Bible prophecy, for example, in Revelation, the New Testament, 3:6-8, it talks about a key, a musical note, a key that is vitally important for waking people up, opening doors that no man can close, closing doors that no man can open. What kind of doors can men not open or close? Well, obviously, they're spiritual portals. They're spiritual portals to a better way of living and sustaining ourselves, creating generation after generation something that we can be proud of. Instead of degenerating, it would be uplifting. For our children and our children's children, we can leave something behind here and be proud of it. Well, that is really what what Jesus had talked about as the primary mission and ministry today called Christianity. It's how do you deliver love? How do you respect each other as brothers and sisters and love each other as a extended divine family? And most importantly, how do you literally honor the Creator with the most love that you can generate? How do you bring that love into your daily life? So that's something that we cover here on the new program that we've got here, the Hurricane Hour, And that's something that we hope that you'll enjoy taking lessons from this information as we broadcast daily. We're doing an hour a day starting today. This is our first day, and we'll look forward to having programs like this, and we'll ideally let you know on healthyworldstore.com. You can sign up to get our newsletters, and we'll be sending out to you a newsletter soon. So do, if you're not already signed up, healthyworldstore.com to receive these newsletters and to look at the wonderful products that we have that's based on the physics and these metaphysical principles of how you can take sound and light and how you can inspire not just products, but your own body resonating in harmony with divinity optimally. And so that's really what we're about here. We figure that the world needs a change, a big change. Things are getting pretty desperate out there. There's been several emails we've received over the last few days. I'd like to have Sherry actually at one point in the program read to you some of that mail, and you'll see what the listeners and what our colleagues and what people just generally all around are thinking and feeling and witnessing. And the level of dissonance and corruption is getting to the point where we've got to have an alternative. We've got to look for a better way. And it ain't going to happen politically. It's not going to happen through a system that has been established by global industrialists that are committing genocide under the guises of public health and national security. The whole system is corrupt. So you've got to start with recreating and reconceiving of a whole new system, not the New World Order type of idea, although the Creator wants a New World Order too, I'm convinced. He just doesn't want to have it run by global industrialists who are committing genocide. The power is in we the people, and the source of that power is in our hearts. And the fundamental premise is that we can sustain ourselves optimally with love expressed optimally. And that's what we're about here.
Exactly. I mean, there's so much horrible things going on the planet right now. It's unbelievable. And we believe there's only one solution, and that is love. I mean, we can only come together through peace and through love, and also through the music, which is the way you're going to spread the love. The universal communication is music. And if you are a musician out there, we do have an opportunity for you. It's amazing at 528records.com, where you can actually upload your music. And you will be eligible for 60% royalties for anyone who donates for your music. Your music becomes part of our music library, and it gets automatically transposed into the 528 frequency, which is actually, if you are a guitar player, you can go from 440 hertz up to 444 hertz. And it's awesome because that way your music becomes healing. It doesn't sound any different. It just feels different.
Well, you know, some people it sounds a little bit crisper.
Well, yeah, it's very hard. I mean, your ear would have to be super, I mean, there's some people that do have super hearing.
Super hearing, yeah, like an inner ear that musicians actually have and talk about. And at any rate, the frequency of 528 transposing your music is what the 528records.com website is actually doing. And what we do is we remaster your music. So if you're a musician, recording artist, or an agent for a group that you want to have more exposure, you want to do better getting your music out in the world, what a wonderful way is simply just go online is to 528records.com, upload your music, create an album, and then you'll have 60% royalty for anything that people donate for your album. You receive 60% royalty on a quarterly basis.
Right, exactly. And again, I also want to talk about the affiliate program really quick, because the way you can keep us sustained, as well as Michael Vara, Late Night in the Midlands radio network, is by helping support us with the amazing products that we actually offer to people. Instead of taking those nasty pharmaceutical drugs that the mainstream media is promoting, because it is their own products that have horrible side effects and that are dangerous for your health, you can really help keep yourself healthy by some simple naturally. And anyway, please visit healthyworldaffiliates.com/4948 and sign up today to become an affiliate. you'll be joining a Michael Vara's network on the affiliate program. And it's an amazing opportunity to support him and his network as well as us and what we're doing in the world. Because, again, as I said before, there's very few of us out there bringing you the total truth, nothing but the truth. And when you leave out any of the truth, then you are actually stating a lie. Because
doing more harm than good. You're either part of the solution or you're part of the problem. And, you know, we're very controversial. You know, Sherry Kane, a Fox News defector who left Fox News, couldn't stand what Rupert Murdoch and company were actually doing to the planet in terms of manipulating people's minds with propaganda. And then yours truly, I've been publishing books for over a quarter century dealing with consumerism and how to really heal yourself, how to take care of yourself. And, in fact, that was Taking Care of Yourself was one of the first titles I came out with years ago. Another one was Your Mouth is Your Business, The Dentist's Guide to Better Health. Came out with that in 1978. Simon & Schuster, Appleton Century Cross, published it. Never made a dime on the publication, but I was happy to get the material out. But learned also a lesson that if I wanted to do anything in publishing industry, it's best to self-publish. And that's why I started Tetrahedron Publishing Group, Tetrahedron LLC, back in 1978 as a nonprofit educational organization that targets to health consumers, people who are concerned about their health, want to have better ways to stay healthy, and ultimately stay away from the toxic drugs, as Sherry was mentioning.
Exactly. The toxic drugs are hideous, and they are what really is making people sick. And so it's important for you to, you know, to keep yourself healthy throughout the season, and that's why we have OxySilver, which is really awesome.
Now, OxySilver is really awesome. I have to tell you this honestly, straight out. It's the best holy water on the planet. And it's not just what it was initially designed by NASA scientists to do, that is, keep people healthy. They were working with the astronauts in space and figuring out how do you keep an astronaut who has to recycle all of their water in space stations. How do you keep them healthy? Because if a little infectious disease gets around in that closed environment, you've got a big problem. You know, millions and millions of dollars of investment goes down the tubes because of a little germ. So the best that NASA had to offer was a product that we took, and we added to this very unique micro silver. It's a tiny particle of silver is bonded through a non-radioactive non-nuclear reactor. It uses, instead of nuclear energy, it uses sound and light energy. And that in that presence of sound and light, the tiny little molecule, the micro-size particle of silver, actually gets bonded to the oxygen in water. It creates a brand new molecule that's called OxySilver. And so what happens is that it increases dramatically the capability to electrocute germs. And so that's how actually OxySilver works.
It looks like we might have a caller. Let's find out.
Who's calling?
I don't know. Let me check. Hello. Welcome to the Hurricane Hour. Hello. Is anybody out there?
Are you guys talking to me?
Yeah, we are. How are you?
All right. How are you? Yeah, I didn't. I guess when you see the yellow little yellow thing pop up, that means someone pressed one to call in. And if it's not up, then people do call in to listen. But how are you guys?
Good, Michael. How are you doing?
We're good.
Good, good. I just want to let everybody know that there is a small problem with people getting on Blog Talk right now. I don't know what it is, but you guys are live and everyone can hear you. So
can guests call in, or is there?
Yes, they can call in. Anybody who wants to get on the air with you guys, all they got to do is press 1, and there'll be a little yellow emblem that'll pop up next to their phone number, and that means they want on. So just letting you know, I didn't mean to come on live with this, but
yeah, we love you.
Yeah, you can come on anytime, Michael.
All right, guys. Well, you're doing a great job. A little low. I don't know if it's the connection or the phone or whatever, but we can all hear you and doing a great job. Thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you,
thank
Michael.
You. It's actually on the phone. Oh, and there's somebody actually
yeah,
calling in.
I think we just have another caller calling in. See if you can
okay.
All right, let's check.
Hello, welcome to the Hurricane Hour. Who's calling? Hello?
Calling.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. Hi. Say your name again, please.
Yeah, this is Purple Crow calling.
Hey.
Oh, yay. We were. You know what? I'm so thankful that you called. First of all, folks, let me introduce Purple Crow for a minute. Purple Crow is an awesome writer. He has an amazing passion for truth and searching for truth. And he has written us, continuously for, I would think, at least a year or so. And I've been very, very happy to read his mail. And most recently, it was actually 2 days ago, Sherry read a mail that Purple Crow wrote that I said to Sherry, I said, you know what? I feel the same exact way that he does, except there's just one slight difference between us. And that has to do with the faith in my heart that I know that what we're doing is getting us out of here with this 528 frequency of love and this connection that opens this frequency within the heart that's missing in humanity generally. And I asked Sherry if she could contact Purple Crow and ask him if he would be so kind as to read this very passionate and very intense letter that he wrote to
we
us.
We love your letter, Purple Crow. You're awesome.
Really.
We really do like
thank
you,
you
a lot.
Because it's
I'm really flattered. I mean, that's my more intense side because, I consider you guys, you're on the cutting edge, so you can handle my full frontal brutal honesty really well because you guys are there on the front lines and, you know, you've been there as long as I have. I mean, Len, we met years ago when you were in Vancouver where I live right now. It's been a really, really long ride. And, I don't mind being, you know, brutally honest with my friends and fellow researchers that, you know, can take it. But I didn't expect to have my stuff read anywhere on a network or anything or internet. Yeah.
Well, I want you to know that you spoke in that letter for the common man who didn't even know and has no clue. And you spoke for the intelligentsia, the people who have a clue and that they're upset and they're concerned about what the hell are we going to do next to get out of this mess. Mm. And so I loved your letter, and I would love to have you, if you would kindly honor us, with actually reading your letter, and then I'd like to kick it around because the points that you raised in that letter are where the average person is today, internationally, fed up with the abuse.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and Michael, are you still out there? Michael?
I'm sure Michael's listening, but I'm glad that we've got Purple Crow in the air.
Yeah, Michael's actually, this is his network, he's a really good friend of ours, He's like, just like you. He's seen what we've gone through, and he's stuck by us. I mean, he has these agents. They send him mail. They from the very beginning, don't have them on your show. Don't talk to them. And he knew he could see who these guys were right from the beginning. And we appreciate him so much that he's just been so supportive, like you, that he can see through it. You know, and it does take a certain eye to be able to weed out.
Yeah. It's a gift and a curse, you know. It's like when you're in grade school or high school, and you can go to your mates and say, you know, there's going to be a pop quiz today. You might want to get ready for that. And they say, no, there's nothing like that. I mean, we would have some warning. We would know. And sure enough, teacher says pop quiz. I mean, when you just know stuff, it scares any authority figure or anyone that thinks they're in a position of power. Or it has that temporarily or throughout their entire life or told that they always will have that power. You're the most intimidating thing ever when you know stuff outside of space-time and can just throw it at people. They get terrified of this unless they're really into it, and that's where, you know, the paranormal comes in. So, of course, that's where – I get pigeonholed where I end up. I've had the entire life of Fox Mulder pretty much, and I can tell you lots of stories about those coincidences. That's not what I'm working on right now, of course. Basically consider me like retired Fox Mulder, but I don't know. You guys are really something.
Well, thank you so much.
So are you.
So are you. It takes one to know one.
Yeah.
So listen, do you have that mail that you sent near you?
I do so much writing every day, and most of it's free form. So it's like give me a microphone and a beat, and I can just rap all day.
Well, that's great. I mean, that letter was so passionate, and so I was hoping that either you or Sherry would read it, and we can all talk about it.
Well, Sherry, maybe you can give us the honors and quote a couple passages or something. I don't have it in front of me right now.
Do you want me to read the entire letter?
I think the entire letter is outstanding.
It speaks
to what's happening now in a passionate, very honest way.
We actually, you know, like even when you would refer to us or whatever, I totally took us out of it on a personal level and saw the message on a larger scale, because I know Purple Crow, I know you. You know, like some of these people that we have that attack us, it's like they'll blatantly say things that, like one of them we mentioned in an early email, that
right.
I don't dislike, but I just think there might be something wrong with him. Like he maybe is programmed or something. But he'll be really nice, and then for no reason in the next email, he'll say, oh, no, you're right on, and the next email will be like something like, you know, I hate you.
Yeah. I mean, I've been dealing with that my whole life. That's why I said in the letter, I mean, it gets kind of tiring after a while. It seems like there's so many people out there that, you know, you might think at first that they're really on the cutting edge, and then you never know when they're going to suddenly just, like, hook you like a fish and reel you in, throw you on the boat, and chop you up for chum for somebody else, just out of the blue like that. It's just incredible, and it gets so frustrating that we're all trying to, like, we all have pieces of the puzzle, and we're all trying to converge and put it all together, and it's coming together, but then, you know, when you least expect it, and these people that flip-flop all the time, and you can't tell the other people that you trust with your heart and your mind and your soul about what so-and-so said or did to you, because they go, well, they would never do that. What are you talking about? And it just gets so frustrating.
Yeah, exactly. And we do like Jesse. We like Jesse Ventura.
He's a really nice man.
But the thing is that, like, we just weren't able to say what we needed to say on that show without being stopped. And it was just because Jesse works for a network and they control him.
Well, let me introduce this whole matter. You see, Sherry received an email from Purple Crow, who's online with us right now. And it was an effort that Purple Crow had that, gee whiz, it reminded me of me, whereby you think you've got some really good positive thing to do and help geopolitically evolve consciousness and a remedy for what ails humanity, and somebody rains on your parade. And I've been through there a number of times. And so Purple Crow had sent us a very, very loving, very warming and good idea to support the presidential election of 2016 of Jesse Ventura. And Sherry and I had met Jesse Ventura. We did a segment. Sherry and primarily fed Jesse Ventura the excellent segment that he did on the BP oil spill. And we were on, of course, that conspiracy theory program on True TV that Jesse does for that segment. And we got a chance to talk to Jesse and his producers. And that's where, Sherry, go ahead. You can share what we learned, and then you then try to communicate to Purple Crow that ended up causing Purple Crow to write this passionate letter that I'd like to go into.
Well, basically what he said to me was, you know, when I would talk about, for instance, I would say, well, who's behind the Gulf oil spill? Well, Big Pharma's behind it, Goldman Sachs, and the producers are like, wait a minute, stop right there. And he had to tell me a few different times, because every time he told me, it was really part of what the story was about, like, who are the people funding this? Who are the backers? And what are the connections? And every time we went into it, the producer says, I'm going to have to stop you again. And Jesse was kind enough to say, well, she's telling you this with passion. Let her just speak, knowing that it could be edited out later. But it was really difficult, because I had to think about I couldn't just flow with my words. I had to think, well, I can't say this. I had to censor myself, and I really felt it didn't feel good in my spirit to have to do that, because it felt like I wasn't telling the full truth and that I was, in a sense, selling out.
And then you know what else is interesting was that the producer, very nice guy, told us that Ted Gunderson had routinely visited his office to kind of like keep tabs on what was happening with the True TV
and the True
thing
TV
and the media, particularly what was happening. And that was interesting because we had, particularly Sherry, had exposed the Gunderson group, who have been heavily attacking us as part of the COINTELPRO. So,
and Len used to think that Gunderson was his friend. He used to hug him at conferences. And,
I did.
You know,
right.
And then when I started researching it, because I saw these attacks against Len, it didn't come from Gunderson. It was from other guys. And I started researching it, and I found out that they worked under Gunderson. And I said to Len, I was like, you know, and it's exactly almost like the same reaction, Purple Claw. He was like, no, that's not true. Don't even tell me my friend did that to me. I'm like, yeah, he is. He's behind it. He's like,
story
no.
of my life.
And then
I didn't want to hear it at all. I'm telling you, I'm so sad and sick to look at my own naivete.
Yeah, and we argued about it. We went back and forth, and I said, no, Len, I want you to do the research now. I want you to see it for yourself. And sure enough, Len spent the time to research it himself, and he says, you're right, Sherry.
All of a sudden, man, the big picture started to come in. It was beyond.
It's a tough paradigm shift to be able to adapt constantly to that, and it's a fine balance between being paranoid about every one of your friends and family, which is a very treacherous path I do not recommend for anyone to take, or, you know, the other end is like, well, you got to finally relax and trust some people and consider them friend and family and, you know, soulmate or whatever. But, you know, I don't think anything is ever 100% or 0%. I think everything's sort of like a rainbow of color. And you never know what you're going to get sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this is the final solution to where I came to after enjoying your letter. And, when I say enjoying, I mean it was a heartfelt rendering of looking at you, looking at understanding you, looking at me, looking at understanding myself and where we're at socially. And the bottom line was that spectrum that you're talking about is exactly what this is about on a spiritual plane. And in essence, you've got 528 love and you've got 741 fear. And you're never going to be able to make a dog a cat or a cat a dog. And you're going to always have conflicts between people and good versus evil. And the fact is that, I mean, you're on the line right now because you represent good and truth and a desire to help humanity. Likewise, we are. And there are some people that are not that way, period.
Yeah.
And we're never going to get them a dog to become a cat. We've got to realize that this is a spiritual warfare thing happening, musically, mathematically administered, that's bigger than all of us. But yet, at the same time, I have tremendous faith because, look, it can't get too much worse. It's already been bad for millennia.
Yeah.
But to shift, the prophecies are from every denomination that there is a new, better way coming. And I believe firmly that the science and the metaphysics speak to love being the answer, and we believe that we've got the musical note to be heralded for that solution. So that's where I'm at.
So where do all the 741ers go when this shift occurs? That's where everybody wants to know.
From 1998, when I came out with the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, and you finish the last few paragraphs in the book, and it says to you that unless you've got your relationship right with the Creator, you will not be able to walk through the valley of the shadow of death fearing no evil. You'll be engaged in the fear unless you have that full faith. And if you've got that faith, then your heart is supported and you shall be supported. Those who don't have that heartfelt connection with love and the divinity that rests within are in big trouble. I said that you're going to have heart attacks and heart failures, and that's what I believe we're advancing to. And I'm not sure yet. We haven't done enough research. Maybe you can help us do the research, Purple Crow. But I believe that there is enough electromagnetic and solar radiation changes that are happening right now that are facilitating this evolution in consciousness and genetics and electrogenetics.
Yep.
And so that's what I think is happening.
Well, I can tell you, Len and Sherry, that it's been a very interesting path for me. There's probably, between the two of you, we could probably set up a phone call where the three of us could talk for about 2 or 3 hours sometime, which I would gladly do, just to give you my background and my story. But I've been more or less stepping away from this because I'm really focused on being at the right place at the right time for the future, good or bad, however you want to look at it, whatever happens. It's good to be, you know, head in the clouds is great, and it's good to have your feet on the ground, too, to be in a sensible place if you want to keep the body around a little bit longer, you know what I'm saying, right? So that's my focus right now, focusing on my community, my business, my alternative fuel program that I got going, all that sort of stuff. But that being said, I'm trying to step away from this public arena, as it were. I used to do public speaking about these things, much like yourself, Len, in the past. I mean, I was doing public speaking before the internet was even born. So, you know, I'm an old soul, and I'm also an old body now. So I've been around the block a bit, but I'm stepping away from that a bit more now. But I'm willing to share the information, sort of like I don't mind being the elder, you know, for some people, especially younger people today, somebody they can bounce ideas off of, and I can say, well, listen, I've been there, done that. This is what works. This is what doesn't. Go try for yourself, and let me know if it works out for you. I'm okay being that sort of behind-the-scenes guy now, that sort of thing. I don't take the Fox Mulder, you know, jumping down the military's throat at some sort of secret base after sneaking in anymore.
Yeah.
I honor that, too. I feel the same way. I'm 60 now, and when young people come to me, I feel the same exact way.
Yeah. It's good to support them, you know, because they're the next generation of, you know, high energy, lots of passion, and they need a bit of an inspiration. They need somebody to say, hey, you know, all I've got is the internet. My parents don't know what's really going on. They're as trapped as I am. I'm trying to break out of that. I need to find out the truth, and all they're doing is pushing buttons on a computer, and they're getting all these mixed messages, and 90% of it's just crap, and a lot of it is just a copy of a copy of a copy. It's known as a meme, and it might be true and it might not, but they have no way of verifying it because they just kept getting more copies of the same damn thing. So how are they going to get anywhere until they find a few people that they can to learn to trust and recognize as, hey, these guys tend to be right. It might take them 5 or 6 years, but when they go from their teens to their mid-20s, they're suddenly going, I can trust this person, I can trust that person, because they've hit the nail on the head so many times, that's where I'm going to get my wisdom from. That's the source of verification in my own life, and that's, I think, is really important for, you know, elders in a societal sense.
Yep, that's true. I mean, that's great. You're awesome. I always tell you that.
Yeah, thank you. You guys are so loving and generous. It just it's fantastic.
And, you know, and that's why a lot of those dark people just sort of get attracted to the light. I mean, that's why you encounter it too. It's because they are attracted to it, but they can't live in the light. They can't exist.
Yeah, it's very Freudian in that sense. It's like they're pointing their fingers at the very thing that they really, really want in their lives, and the other three are pointing back at themselves and trying to play the blame game. And I smile and go, you know, you don't have to fight it. You can just be it if you want.
Yeah, exactly. Well, a lot of them, unfortunately, are paid agents that are coming at us, and that's why it's difficult. When people say, oh, you make peace with those guys, how do you make peace with a paid agent? He's doing his job. You know, he's out there. He's set. He's actually commissioned to go after you, to infiltrate the movement and to come after you and to target you, to destroy your family, to steal your land.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
there's people that
people
make good money doing that. Exactly. There's people that
make
good money doing that.
You know, you just can't.
Yeah, I think
I'd rather have a career cleaning out old sewage systems in ancient cities than have their job, because, you know, it's much more honorable. But I'm really big. Everybody knows I'm really big on honor. I'm like a Klingon warrior from Star Trek when it comes to certain things I will absolutely refuse to do that seem so easy for other people to do, and they go, well, why are you standing there? And I just turn my back on them and say, because there's no honor in this. And I walk away, and they just look at me like, who is this guy? Until they get to know me. And all my friends and family go, oh, no, I saw that coming.
You know what also I love about you is that when they were circulating my Halloween pictures all over the internet, the stolen Halloween pictures. You said, yeah. Well, at least you look really good in them. At least they're hot. You know?
Well, I guess that's kind of what I said. I was more
but,
like
I mean,
thinking.
That's a good way of looking
I was kind of thinking
right?
that, you know.
There could be bad pictures.
Well, there's so many people that would see that as something negative, and what I'm seeing is like, damn, Len's lucky. Look at that. You know, like, that's really nice. Like, wow, I would be so lucky, too. That's fantastic. And I hope that's not just a costume. She looks like she's a lot of fun, you know. I have an optimistic view on this and very positive because whatever people want to do, I mean, we've got politicians in our country that are historically known, I mean, from Canada, in case anyone wants to know, you know, that have said things like what happens in the bedroom stays in the bedroom, and it's not the government's damn business what we do. You know, I'm in the west coast of Canada. We're known as Hollywood North. I call it Hollyweird North sometimes because of the whole weird factor in there. But we have one of the biggest gay pride parades in North America next to San Francisco. So we're very liberated. We're very open-minded. A lot of things happen here before they happen in the U.S., which inspires you know, people in the U.S. or elsewhere to actually follow suit and that sort of thing, to say, hey, these Canadians are actually pretty liberal for the most part when they're not being idiots, of course, because, you know, you get a bit of everything everywhere. But, yeah, no, I'm really open-minded. I mean, people in my company, myself, and other people I've known, we all have different, you know, belief systems and lifestyles and whatnot. And I just smile at them and say, that's fantastic. And they go, that doesn't bother you? And I go, well, why would it bother me? You're not doing that to me. What's it, you know, what's the problem? You're happy, right? And they say, well, yeah. And I say, well, then nobody should be complaining.
Well, that's actually how we got on this program today is, Michael Vara had a challenge in that exact regard with somebody that he was working with that he had to separate from for that reason. There's a level of intolerance. I call it a religious indignation.
It's also radicalist. It's like, you know, it's great because we believe in God. It's great to believe in God, but to go to the extreme as to, you know, to say, well, if you do this, God's going to come down on you because God told me that. I mean, that's just not really cool.
You know, I call it also religious exclusivity doctrine, that, you know, we get it engaged in these dogmas and doctrines that we think that we're holier than anything, and then we beat people over the head with our positions. And that is so unlike Jesus. You know, Jesus had a righteousness when he beat the usury, the money launderers at the temple gates. And like you, he had a level of integrity that he wasn't willing to sacrifice, even if he was stepping out politically incorrect. And,
right.
You know, I love that, too, and that's the way we are. And, you know, I just think that we're not, although we understand that there is a truth with a big T, and we understand that we're all growing and learning humbly to see that truth and to live it, we're not empowered. We have no capacity. Judge ye not, lest ye be judged. We're not authorized to judge others. And so I think that's the difference between Sherry and I. And I just want to say something also. Sherry, besides the fact that I love her and I work with her and we're very, very close, I have to tell you that there's nobody in the entire universe like this woman. She, to me, is like not even human. I call her, she's my tune. She's a tune. She doesn't seem like she would fit into any mold that any, even God had created anywhere else in the universe. And that's what I really love most about Sherry, is that she sticks to it. She's extremely intuitive. She sticks to righteousness. She's honorable. She's honest. And she doesn't back down, even in the face of frightening experiences that most people would just shudder and shake and run away from. Sherry is right there. And I just honor that so much. And that's why I'm proud to call her my friend and my partner. And, you know, I'm willing to, you know, go to a lot to basically see whatever we can get through together happen.
You two are lucky to have each other. I mean, God, listening to the two of you is inspiring, really.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, Len is also an inspiration, and he's not only an inspiration to me. He's saved so many lives, so many children's lives out there. He's enlightened so many people. And, you know, bringing the whole 528 love revolution to the planet is just incredible. Nobody else is doing that. I mean, he's just, he's written so many books to enlighten people, and this guy does not stop working. He works 24 hours a day. He's relentless. He realizes that life is so short and there's not enough time in a day, and he's just constantly working to put out information to the world or to protect against injustice. And so I really appreciate that so much about him, is that he's, you know, right there and he's doing all the great things in the world. But, you know, the reason why I do send you the stuff that happens to us, Purple Crow, is not so much to involve you in it, but to just to keep people that I trust aware of what's happening, because the people that are coming at us are extremely sneaky and cool. And if more people are aware of it, it does keep a level, even though we do believe in God and we have the faith, especially for me, it does keep a level of protection and also sanity. As far as anybody saying, oh, well, you guys are crazy, this isn't really happening, if I could keep people enlightened to what's going on, then there's no way that that could ever come up.
No, I agree fully, and I understand that, Sherry, absolutely. I've always said the best way to experience anything in a subjective reality in a quantum universe, which is a lovely paradox which we all experience, is I tell people, look, I'm just going to share my story as this is what happened to me. It's a fact. I can pass a lie detector test, and that's all that's good enough. That's all you need to know. Get to know me. You'll know I'm right. It takes a bit of time, but, you know, I'm not making this stuff up. It's real. That's my subjective reality. It might not be true for somebody else because it didn't happen to them. However,
yeah.
if you name the names and just put it out there, they can't take you out as easily if there's anything that's out to get you, because you're not the only source of the information. Now, thank God for the Internet. The whole idea, one or two nodes can go down, and the rest keep on sharing information. That whole idea of communication where it's not just a leader and do as the leader says and that's it, that pyramid sort of, you know, scam going on, that's changing. The idea of cross-communication of things happening, you know, interdimensionally and so on and so forth, like all over different corporations, leaks coming from above, leaks coming from below, I mean, you name it. That, by naming the names, is important because it helps educate people on the pattern. And if at the very least they get the pattern, they'll keep an open mind and go, well, you know, you always see it on the media every once in a while. Somebody will say, well, he seemed like such a completely rational, sane, normal neighbor. And everyone says, well, that's the mark that there's something wrong with them because they're not weird in some way. So they get the idea of spotting a pattern, but they have to spot it in the subjects that we talk about, or I used to talk about a lot more, that you guys are still dealing with. By naming the names, this is our subjective experience. This happened to us. You don't have to believe it. You can believe it if you want, but go find out for yourself if you dare, and you will see that we're right, and more people will figure it out, and it all works together.
Exactly. That's so true.
It's very, very true. And, you know, I'll name two of the names right now, and it's so perfect as an example of what you just shared. Alex Jones is one. Dr. Truat is another. And Dr. Truat, that's not even his real name, and he's not a doctor. And what we're witnessing is that we're actually winning by naming the names and by doing these kinds of things, because what we've witnessed, for example, the National Examiner, it is the tabloid that goes on the newsstands, and they had these two guys doing damage control for these two guys because the impact that we're having through the grassroots, exposing the patterns that you're talking about, how the propagandists manipulate, infiltrate the grassroots, then manipulate through the propaganda the mindset so that people, even though they think they're free, or they think that they're anti-government, or they think that they're anti-Zionist, or that they think that they're such and such and such and such, suddenly they wake up and realize they've been had. They've literally been indoctrinated into a system that has engaged them in order to bring dissonance instead of harmony to the planet. And the names of the same people who you're seeing it, we witness winning when we see these kinds of damage control operations coming from the mainstream media and even Hollywood. Sherry and I like to go see films a lot. And what we typically will do is if we are, you know, see a film is advertised in an area of something that we write on, we certainly are interested to go to see it. And so many times, like the Inception movie was a classic example where literally they stole my material. They spun it to make it this whole horrible murder mystery or involving, you know, different levels of consciousness, but involved in wars and horrible nightmarish types of levels of consciousness. And you realize that to get back to reality, you got to go to room 528 and play the right music to cue you back to a semblance of sanity. And
yeah,
normalcy.
Like checking your compass.
And exactly, and family. So this is really what we see is actually on a big, big level, on a Hollywood level, them doing damage control and responding to exactly what you're talking about, the fact that you and Sherry and I and a couple other dozen of our lovers and supporters and people who we're in community with in this truth-telling matter, that we're actually impacting in a large way the entire system.
Yeah, I'll give you a quick example if I can jump in here, Len. As an example of the work that I've done in the past and what people, you know, can do too. They can easily just pick this up and run with this type of pattern recognition and, you know, helping bring a brighter wave to this planet. It's real simple. In my case, again, personal subjective reality, this is my story. I'll summarize briefly. Somebody in the Vancouver Police Force had decided that because I'm openly pagan, rather than being in the closet, hidden, secretive, like we're still in the friggin' Inquisition here in like 1600s or something, they decided that I was some sort of cult leader. And they went to the mayor and said, oh, we don't want him having a certain license in this city to drive a certain vehicle. And so I basically said, oh, well, let's inquire about this. And I talked to a few friends of mine in the military who are openly pagan. And they send the troops in Canada here off to Afghanistan. And I say, well, if they're trusted at the military level and they're open about it, what's the problem you have with me? And they said, well, you want to fight about it? And I said, yep. And so we went to court. And it took 4 or 5 years. But eventually, I won on one level and lost on another, which is a strange way the system works. But here's the interesting point. I'm standing up in front of three judges that are at this tribunal, and they're trying to figure out what's going on. They have no idea who any of us are for the most part. And the cop stands up and says, you can't trust this guy. He's into that whole UFO stuff. He's like a Fox Mulder or something. He's some kind of kook. And I said, so basically what you're saying, I didn't even let my lawyer speak. I just responded immediately over top of her and said, so what you're saying is anybody who researches the paranormal and takes it seriously is a complete nutcase, and that person and their entire system and everything cannot be trusted from that point forward, in your best judgment, sir. And he said, absolutely. And so our lawyers looked at each other, and then my lawyer shook her head thinking, oh, he's going to do it. I told him not to, but he's going to do it. I pulled out of my briefcase and handed a copy to all three judges. The declassified, now this is how I work. I have some people in interesting places. I gave out the declassified documentation that the Vancouver Police and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police are involved in a UFO cover-up. I pulled out all the files, put that down and said, I just discredited not only the defendant here, but the entire Vancouver Police Force and the entire national police force in this country. You can't trust any of them. Any questions? And I sat down and the room was just silent for about like 40 seconds, it felt like. It was probably like about 10 seconds or something. They just all, their jaws just dropped. Even my lawyer was rubbing her temples going, uh-oh, how's this going to play out? But what ended up happening? They had to change their whole direction of attack. They could no longer try to discredit me by using that type of, you know, BS in any legal forum, because this is because people fought long and hard to get this information out so it's declassified so the public has access to it. So public, if you're hearing me at all and getting this, what Len and Sherry and I are talking about here, and we didn't get around to reading the letter at this point, but basically for those who want to take the challenge, get the information, do your work. Don't just hit forward and just, you know, oh, that's really interesting, I'll share that with my mates on Facebook type of thing. You know, it's tough work being a field investigator, going to people's houses, doing interviews, recording, video, audio, working with two or three other people, putting stuff together, putting it out, being ridiculed for putting it out. You have to deal with a lot of stress and pressure. But if you do it, eventually this is the stuff that starts to happen, is the world actually changes. It doesn't change by hitting forward or making a comment on a Facebook page or a blog somewhere. You actually have to do the work. You got to really respect the doers that change the world by making things happen in a positive way, and that's really, really important. And I'm going to have to quickly go into my website here because I'm doing something right now that I think, will you talk about the oil cartel earlier? Well, I'll tell you, they're really nervous about me, but I'm also reminding them that, hey, your fuel supply apparently is running out according to all your statistics, which are available public. I've got a fuel that never runs out. It comes from the sun. Plants grow. We turn that plant into fuel. It's permanent culture. I create jobs that are permanent. I create an economy that's permanent. All those car companies out there listening right now, do you guys want fuel for your cars so you can continue to sell cars at all? Talk to me. Look me up, hemppermaculture.com. This is the real deal. It's perfectly legit. It's legal in Canada. It's no different getting a hemp license than it is getting an alcohol license. That's all we're doing.
Tell us again your website, because we only have actually a couple more minutes. So where can people look you up?
Hemppermaculture.com, H-E-M-P, permaculture.com.
Wonderful.
Fantastic.
Thanks so much. Hey, listen, you know, maybe what we can do is have you call in again sometime and read that letter for us.
Sure.
Yeah, because
I really appreciate what you guys are doing, and thank you, and good luck with everything. Keep me informed. I share everything that you send me with my entire global network of other journalists that handle things, and we all work together on this stuff. I'm sure some of us get the same thing two or three times, depending on who we know, but that's okay, as long as we get it.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, yeah, again, greatly appreciate your support as well as your consciousness.
Yes, definitely. We love you.
God bless you, and we love you.
Thank you both so much. Love you guys, too. Keep it up.
Thanks a lot. Aloha.
Aloha. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, Sherry, that was wonderful. I'm so happy that he called in. Oh,
yeah.
What's that?
That's a reminder to say that our time is
up. Our time is up. 30 seconds. Okay. Well, thanks to
60 seconds, yeah.
to Michael Vara. Thank you so much, Michael, and Late Night and Midlands Network. Folks, you can support us by going and making a contribution by buying outstanding products through Michael's website link.
And that's healthyworldaffiliates.com/4948.
HealthyWorldAffiliates.com/4948 will get you directly connected to Michael's store. So please join us, enjoy us, and we will love to speak with you again tomorrow.
Yes.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Same time tomorrow.